From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Western nations who were battling Islamic State extremists in northern Syria of failing to help his government fight the jihadists on Turkish soil. His remarks came a day after authorities say Turkish shelling killed 55 insurgents in northern Syria in retaliation for weeks of rocket attacks that have killed more than 20 people in or near Kilis. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged six men who had been convicted of crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly vowed to take what they called immediate bloody revenge. The executions of the terrorists took place in Kabul prison on Sunday at the orders of President Ashraf Ghani. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNA says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward the North, and says Mr. Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust. Greek lawmakers have approved a package of pension and tax reforms demanded by the country's European creditors in exchange for nearly $100 billion in bailout money. The latest reforms aim to reduce Greece's highest pension payouts while increasing contributions for those in medium and high income brackets. Meanwhile, ahead of the vote on Monday, several thousand protesters took to the streets of Athens. Some demonstrators hurled firebombs at police guarding Parliament building, and police responded with tear gas. This is VOA News.